You know, we're going with Paddy Desanilla, no?
Yes.
So last time, who read? In the city he finished, no? Last time, I think, in the city you finished. Last time you
finished.
其舍尼于舍卫城起时归来，见一比丘坐如是言，来尊者，请取施食，善大夫。而皆取之。彼尼以进食时，不能亡起时而断食。如是，其比丘尼翌日亦乃至。 后日亦于舍卫城起时归时，又见其比丘坐于是言，如是言来尊者而断食。比丘尼第四日因部位而行于车道，长者居士，对向车行来，长者居士对向车行来之比丘尼曰：“大夫，请离开。”
比丘尼为闪避而跌倒于其处，长者居士对比丘尼谢罪：“大夫，请谅后的小的，又请谅又，是因我而跌倒。居士，我非因汝而跌倒，乃我衰弱故也。大夫，何故衰弱耶？其实以比丘尼以。” 此事与长者居士，长者居士请比丘尼至其家，并共食而积嫌非难。何以诸大德比丘由比丘尼手中受食耶？女人难得食也。诸比丘闻长者居士之非难，诸比丘中少欲者非难。任何比丘由年轻比丘尼手中受食耶，乃至比丘。 汝食有比丘尼手中受食耶？实然是尊。比丘，是汝之亲礼耶？非亲礼耶？世尊，非亲礼耶？愚人，非亲礼之男子对非亲礼之女人而不知敬不敬正不正，愚人，汝何以由非亲礼比丘尼中手中受食耶？ 愚人，此非令未信者生信，乃至诸比丘，汝当如是送此学处。任何比丘，由入市井起时之非亲离比丘尼之手，亲手接受应使或软时而食者，此比丘应忏悔曰：“有我犯应受非难，不相应而忏悔之法。” 我为此忏悔。任何者，比丘之意，世经者，车道、小巷、十字路家，非亲离者，非系属父母亲离至七世者，比丘尼者，于二不僧中受具戒者，应食者，除五种，但食非食药、七日药、进行受药之外，其余云应食。 软食者有五种软食：饭、粥、炒、鱼、肉，欲食而取者。 突吉罗饮宴食为提舍尼。二，于非亲离有非亲离想，而由入世境起时之比丘尼之手，亲手接受软硬食而食者，提舍尼。于非亲离有非有离想，于非亲离有亲离想，提舍尼。以非食药、七日药、进行受药为食物而受者，突击罗每宴时突击罗，欲食从一部松中受具戒者之手接受硬软食者，突击罗每宴时突击罗，于非亲离有非亲离想者，突击罗于亲离有离想者，突击罗于亲离有亲离想者，不犯从亲语，令他人语不自语，至于地面而语，于僧园中，于比丘尼住处，于外道之住处，归住处而语，取出村外而语，有因缘食非食药，七日药尽情受药而语，由释迦摩那，由沙弥尼。疯狂者、最初之犯行者不犯也。
就刚刚讲的呢。
在因悔过第一，已入村中，从此语而言。即使假如在施语时，他站在寺院之间的，而自己站在车道、街巷、十字路口、俗家房其中之一，从他的手中接受也没有过失。而当在施语时，他站在车道等，而自己站在车道或寺院间，为了吞咽而接受食物，在接受时恶作赞美吞咽因悔过，那位忏悔者已显有我犯了应受割责等方法，在学处显示，在沙瓦提某比库开始，从已入村落中非亲戚比库尼手中接受食物的故事之定，非共通之定，无命令的，就如此学处，其余的三学处也是如此。三法因悔过，即使在接受或吞咽叶分药的恶作，由一方达上者，即使在接受等实现药，也只是同样犯恶作。在亲戚从非亲戚想或疑者，也只是此方式恶作。在亲戚从亲戚想者，由亲戚比库尼使令施语，或放在近处后，或在施语时他站在寺院间，比库尼住处、外道住卧处归还，或从村外取出，或者在有服用叶分药等因缘而施语者，从在学尼和沙瓦内利手中接受而食物者，以及疯狂者等无罪。在此有五种构成要素：已圆满达上的比库尼，非亲戚由站在路中的比库尼手中接受，四实现药与吞咽等几等与羊毛学处等几相似。
Okay, now we have already taught these rules with the bhikkhunis. Do not apply nowadays. So we just read them to learn some lessons only. The lesson we get from this rule is how ugly it is if a person wants to give something to us to take everything, not leave anything to that person back. So,
说那个，他说不是那个，他说那个，说这些就是像我们以前收收的一样，然而这些跟那个跟比库尼有关系的，现在已经不适用了，因为比库尼已经不存在了。 但是呢，那个就是这种，我们从就通过学习这些技能，然后给从我从中获得一些教训。就是说，如果别人给你一些东西，然后你把这东西全部拿走，然后你一点都不留给别人，然后这种行为很丑陋。
Well, now, yeah, it says that it's no offense for you see
relatives.
Even for samaneris, sikamanas, that's what it's no offense. That means it's no offense also for lay people. It's not offense for other bhikkhus, no offense for samaneras. So but from the origin story, it looks actually very ugly, because although the donor, who was a bhikkhuni, she wanted to offer something, that bhikkhu took everything without leaving anything for her to eat. This is commonly it is very very called indecent to do something like that.
在这样这些不算里面，它包括了亲戚，包括了在学尼，包括沙马尼尼，然后实际上也包括这些那个居士，或者沙马尼拉，或者比库，就是说你如果是从那个居士或者沙马尼拉或者比库里边那个取食物的话，这也是不犯的。但是从原先的故事来讲呢，说这个那个故事里边那个比库的行为是非常恶劣的，就是那个比库尼给他一些东西，然后他把所有的食物都取走了，然后不给那个比库尼留一点东西给他吃，然后这种行为是很不合适的。
And this happens for 3 days, and all bhikkhus, she wanted to offer, all 3 bhikkhus took everything. So.
然后这种事情连续发生3天，就是说这个比库尼连续3天给我都灌了这个比库尼食物，然后这个比库他每次都把所有食物拿走。
This shows how greedy these bhikkhus were.
那这些显示了这些比库有多么的贪婪。
So therefore now you must know that you should not behave like that. Even if it is now we don't have bhikkhunis, but to other people also.If somebody wants to offer you something and so forth, it is a practice, good practice, not to take everything. Just take one part and leave the other part for that person. Except if that person insists.
如果我们不是从别人供养的东西那边去私有全部的东西，这是一种很好的修行。除非那个人的坚持一定要把所有东西供养给你，然后这种情况下你才可以把所有东西都拿走。
Okay, any questions?
还有什么问题吗？还有什么问题吗？
可能以前他没有问过。那亲礼的意思是指七世还是七代？
亲礼？
对，亲礼，非亲礼那个亲礼。是指是具体这个，他不是说解释是，非系父母，就是父母，系属父母亲礼至七世者。这个七世是指的是我们说的七代以内的旁系，那个就是血亲，还是指的是这七？在七世之内有我的有父母关系的，就是七个过去生之内有我亲属关系的，
七个过去生，
但是七世嘛，这个七世到底是什么意思？
怎么能在过去世亲戚里面？
So he's asking about this Vinaya explanation, the explanation in Vinaya Pitaka about this Nyatika.
Nyatika?
Yes.
Anyatika.
So he's asking that what is the exact meaning of 7 generations here?
Yeah, so what about Pitamaha? So Satya, let's call it seven generations.
Yes, he's asking what is the exact meaning of this is a seven generation here. He's asking whether this means the person's past life or something. The past life is my father, or then the past life is my father, or something like that. Or it only means those called a kinship in this very world.
No, it is actually now. It is from the father side, no? It says from the father side.
It's only from the father side.
Father side.
Okay.
It says from the Matitova, Pititova. Okay. Okay. Because it puts full stop here. From the mother, from mother side,
okay.
Or from the father side.
Okay.
Father side.
Okay.
So now let's see from the father side. Now she is a father. Okay.
Mm.
Okay. And this father has his father.
Grandfather.
No, the father has his father.
Ah, yes, yes.
Okay. And this father, the father's father has his father.
Ah, yes.
Okay. And this father has another father.
Uh-huh.
And this father has another father, and then up to seven fathers.
Okay.
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 Therefore, she had about one father and six grandfathers.
Yes, yes, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Six grandfathers. Up to the four now to the seven grandfather. It is uninterrupted, it is the same family, it is the same clan, same clan. Before maybe there were other branches of the family, but this branch, it is one branch. For seven generations, it is the same branch.
Can I draw a family tree on
the Okay. Very good. Oh, you can throw a big one, big tree. No, use this one. Six there on the left and seven put on the right.
Okay. So now that means all the members are on this stream.
Yes. Now if you start from the father now, we can explain now.
Okay.
The father and count and see how much.
Okay. 然后他说这个是这样算，比方说那个这是你父亲，然后这个是你父亲，父亲，然后就是说从你父亲开始算，这样一共是七个父亲。
怎么分享？然后期待，然后期待里边所有所有旁支，都算在这里。下面，就是下面，就是这个树上所有的这个，然后不光是这是父亲这一层，还有母亲这一层也是一样的。但是就是子女在这里。子女这一边。哦，子女孙子自己不算这样。
So he is asking how about what is called
the bhikkhuni and the bhikkhu, they are relatives. The relatives. Or seven is a generation. The relation between them, it is for seven generations, they have the same branch of the same family, it is the same grandfather.
Okay. So, but
Bhikkhu and Bhikkhuni, put all those Bhikkhu here.
Bhikkhu.
Bhikkhu and Bhikkhuni.
Bhikkhu and
Bhikkhuni. Bhikkhuni and Bhikkhu. They are relatives up to the seventh grandfather, from the father side.
Okay.
Or if for the father side, they are not relatives, but still from the mother side, they are relatives.
this is very extreme, but let me ask for the provide their question. So their question is that if this bhikkhuni, let's go, is the daughter of this bhikkhuni before this ordination, in that case, is it considered that this bhikkhuni and this people are related or not? Daughter. She is his daughter, or he is her son, something like that.
Yes, can be also, because he is the father, okay? Mm. He is the father. And then his father is the son of Abdul Kray, grandfather as well, the same,
okay,
same
okay.
family.
Okay. 他说你比方说如果说比库尼是母亲比库是那个比库是儿子的话那就等于说这个比库尼是比库的母亲亲属然后反过来也是一样如果说这个比库尼是女儿然后比库是父亲的话那等于说比库是比库尼的父亲亲属
一样。我问一下，这个分支里面是所有的家庭成员都算？
对。
这个家庭成员就是包括，是必须得有血缘关系的。什么叫它是分支？怎么算？就是说，你比方说你在这一代，比方说你在这一代，比方说你在第四代分享同一个父亲，这是从父亲来先分析，我们得再从父亲啊，父亲你比方说你们第四代有分享同一个父亲，或者说你们第七代。
这个
叫
这个你奶奶算不算？
啊，
奶奶算，奶奶不算。
So he is asking about grandmother, for example, his grandmother's wife, in that case, is it considered this relative?
Yeah, also the same relative, they are relatives, no?
Uh-huh.
But you see, because now we count from the side of his, all the grandfathers,
uh-huh.
the grandfathers.
Uh-huh.
So and if he got married, for example, with a wife, and they had children,
uh-huh.
all these children are the relations, because uh-huh. they come from him.
Okay. So that means this
wife,
includes all
children,
all wife and children.
Everything, cousins,
uh-huh.
their cousins.
Okay.
We can have also distant cousins from the seventh generation, you know.
Okay, but even cousins different from the
from that
the same father. Okay.
和那个妻子都是你的包括人。就主要其实就是这个父亲这一系的传修血缘关系都算。妻子他这个对你可以这么说，这就有血缘关系都算。然后母亲那些也是一样。母亲只是属母亲的母亲，就姥姥、太姥姥。也是一样，就是一样，完全一样。
这个亲属实际上是很庞大的。
对。
So, in India culture, they have this kind of genealogy. Many families they try to keep this genealogy. I think in China also, no? People are very particular for that things.
他说在印度这个家伙这东西是很严肃，他说在他的生活可能也是这样。
Especially high caste families. Because they want to maintain the pride, no?
Yes. 尤其是社会阶层比较高的那种家族，然后他们为了保持自己的这种自豪感，所以说他们会支持那肯定的家族。
It has to do with property also. No? Property means those days there were no governments to safeguard your property, no certificates. You have the witness of your relatives. If the relatives come in front of you, they tell, yes, this is our property and so on, then you are safe. If you have no relatives, Finnish, you can your property can confiscate by the state.
他说那个亲戚关系的这种亲戚关系的，比方说那个时候古代人对政府的那个私有财产保护不是很强，所以说如果说你那个亲戚可以作为你对这个你对自己财产中是那个财产所有权一种见证，然后这样的话就是有亲戚给你作证的话，就证明这个财产是自己的。 然后这可以视为对产权一种保护。
Therefore, those days, people, if they want to protect the properties, the fields, the wealth, they should know very well who is my relative.
然后，所以说，在古代，如果你要保护自己的金钱、那个金田、田地以及其他财产的话，你需要非常好的了解，就是那个哪些人是你的亲戚。
So. Okay. I think this comes to other rules also, no?
Yes.
Anyatika.
Yes.
Okay, I did not observe this because I thought this comes from Brahman tradition. it comes from the root. I did not observe.
It's okay.
Other questions?
Hey, Sam. Seems no other questions.
Okay, Punyaratana, next rule.
儿时自身在无所求，恰然处理缘，其实诸比库修行出家，请儿时六身毗库，而其力只是于此于根，于其于犯，于是六身毗库保持，其他不得保持，诸比库中少于者非难，可以六身毗库去库尼之事业。 乃至诸比库，汝等时具持库尼之主事业，实然是非。佛是非各托于人，汝等何以不具？曰：于人此非令恶心者生起，乃至诸比库。汝等当如是诵此处。诸比库受在家招请而始，于此若一毗库尼以执事者之态站立而言，于此于根，于此于犯。 彼等诸比库当具此提供一昧，彼库等受时之间，请离去。若彼库中无一人具此提供一而言，内请离去时，彼等诸比库当忏悔。有我等犯，因受非难，相应而当忏悔之法，我等为此忏悔。诸比库受在家招请而使者。 在家者有四福：在家刹帝利迦、婆罗门迦、吠舍迦、佛陀利迦、受招请而使者，受以五正识之中之一招请而使。比库尼者，与婆罗僧中受具足。戒者，只是者，犹有清明和通辽，有同国上有同阿舍离而云：彼此与根，彼此犯，者此谓知识者。 彼等诸比库，则受时之不利，此比库尼者，不知是者不利。诸比库，应具此比库尼，为请离去。若诸比库中无一人具此而云我，取时者，若诸，每厌时者，其提神。与受具足者有受具见者想，受之时而不具足，提神受。 与受具界者有意想，与受具界者有未受具者想，其所以不具一故身中受具界者之指示，或作与未受具界有受具界者想，或作与未受具界者有想，或作与未受具界者有未受具界者想，不犯也。以知识令语。
谈悦而不与他人之时宜与而不令与，不可与同而令与，不可与时而令与，皆平等而令与。是差摩那只是时，沙弥尼只是时，除无正识之外一切物，是光不具足，犯名不犯。嗯。不用，刚刚为的人。
在第二这里给豆根等乃显示之事实。 贤美品离去，在等乃显示遮止者。只是这里的抉择，未有一位抵库遮止，为了分隐而接受食物，在接受或作赞美根源因无库。在王所成六品开始，在未遮止做只是的不离之库时，是第三法因无库。未遮止从一方达上而作只是的不离之库做，同样的在未。 达上存矣，达上享何以者？各作，在未达上所存，未达上所享者，令于自己的食物而不给予，给予他人食物而并不予者，令于不予之人者，令平等的给一切库存，或者有在学矣，或善法人矣。 所指示在接受后而使用者，除了五种时外，在一切处以及疯狂者同罪。这里有此五种不同要素。 以圆满达成的律空零二五十三，在村落从听取的方式外，以其他方式实施为主，本尊也。人起成语第一，把其他学术人起第十二次，学术有作为，愿许。
嗯。Okay, this is easy to understand. I don't think there are complications here.
嗯，这样写很简单，我不记得这样写有什么复杂。
But then, before, if it says that if a bhikkhuni tries to influence the dayikas, so that the dayikas would give special food for oneself while in a. So that is where the bhikkhu who accepts it, it is you know, a partitioning offense. He has to confess.
然后他说：“他说，然后那个这条解释是讲，就是说那个一个居士中给比库灌输是，然后如果一个比库你在旁边指示，说给这个比库或者那个比库就特别的食物，然后这种指示对于这种指示，然后那个比库没有拒绝，然后那个就接受这样的食物，接受这样的食物，并且食用的话，就会犯佛法，然后那个消忏。
This applies.Inside the lay people's houses.
Only in lay people's houses.
It looks like that, no?
It's not mentioned in the sense.
In the village.
It says in the village, not lay people's houses.
Kolesho means in the families.
Families.然后他说这样写，他不是在寺院里边使用的，而是在村落中，就是居士家里边那个给你做供养的使用。
Okay. So any questions?
还有什么问题吗？
那你把那个中文的谭月什么意思？
谭月就是施主。大家想一想。
Okay. So therefore, if a friend of you tries to influence the dayikas and tell, give him more cakes to this bhikkhu, no problem, it's no offense. You can accept.
所以说，如果说是你的一个朋友，然后那个启动给居士做指示，说给这个比库更多的饼，这个是不犯的，你可以接受。
So then, Indaratna, you read the next number three.
当时和寿僧在舍卫城集受比库会员，其实与舍卫城有意在家呼吁。具信若佛法，具信增大而财物穷尽，在彼之家于五前做应时或法时，以此时皆于诸比丘，以礼不食而住。诸人积行天量，可以沙门世子不知量而取食也。彼等因施于彼等比丘而以礼不食而住。诸比丘闻彼诸人之非难，彼诸比丘白世尊，即时世尊以声闻说法而告诸比丘曰：诸比丘，在家如有尽性增大而财物穷尽，今许对如是在家白二金王以给予学地安定。诸比丘因闻是如。应由于僧人贤能之比丘于深风畅言，大德僧请听，你家具信增大而财物穷尽，若僧食之可者，则僧与你家认定学弟。如是者表白，如是者曰：大德僧请听，你家穷尽，僧与学弟认定，诸大德中。与你家学弟认定，人者默然，不人者请说。僧与你家学弟认定你，诸大德，我如是之解。诸比丘，吾等当如是诵此学术。有学弟认定之诸家，任何比丘于 不是学弟认定之家亲手接受应时或满时为使者，此比丘应忏悔，有犯应受非难，不相应而当忏悔之法，我为此忏悔。不是世尊为诸比丘制定学说。尔时舍卫城有集会，诸人招请诸比丘而共食，比迦亦招请比丘，比丘等因世尊至学弟认定之家，禁止亲手接受应食或者食，故未甚归诺。彼等心贤非难，尊者等不受我等支持，我等生存有何用？诸比丘闻诸人之非难，于是比丘等来世尊，时世尊也是因缘说法而告诸比丘曰：诸比丘听取受招待时，于学弟认定之家亲手接受应食或饮食起，诸比丘，汝等当无是圣子学术，有学弟认定之诸家任何比丘非事先受招待，而于如是学弟认定之诸家亲手接受应食或饮食而食者，此比丘应忏悔。如是世尊为诸比丘制定学术，其实一比丘为比迦所供养之比丘，时其比丘沉着下衣，持上衣而钵至比迦，至坐于已设之位，时其比丘唤命，诸人言彼比丘曰：大德请食。时其比丘因受因世尊禁止受禁止非受起流，于学弟认定之家亲手接受应食或饮食而食，故未甚而不受，不能行起而断食。于是诸比丘至僧园，以此事于诸比丘。诸比丘以此事来世尊，时世尊以是因缘说法而告诸比丘曰：诸比丘听许愿比丘与学弟认定之家亲手接受应食或饮食而食，诸比丘，汝等当如是送此学术。凡是学弟认定之家认定之家，或于学弟认定之家归受招请，又以无病之身亲手接受应食或饮食而食，此比丘当忏悔。有我犯因受非难，不相应而当忏悔之法，我为此忏悔。学弟认定之诸家者，因尽性增大而财物穷尽之家，对如是之家因白尔干那给予学弟认定，任何者比丘之意，于如是学弟认定之家者，于学弟认定之家非受招请者，非受请于本日或明日来，而正在进入其家之境内时，请之，即此所谓非受招请。受招请者，受请于本日或明日来，非正在进入其家之境内时，请之，即此名为被招请。无病者，能行起时也；病者，不能行起时也。应食者，除五种证实，非食药、七日药、禁食之药之外，其余名为应食。满食者，五种证实：饭、粥、茶、鱼、肉。非招请，无病而已。我欲食而受者，不提如。每宴食，提舍尼。如学弟认定有学弟认定想，非受请。无病而亲手接受应食或饮食而食者，提舍尼。如学弟认定有理想，如学弟认定有非学弟认定想，提舍尼。以非食药、七日药、进行受药为食物而受者，提舍尼。每宴食者，提舍尼。于非学弟认定有学弟认定想，提舍尼。于非学弟认定有理想。于非学弟认定有非学弟认定想，受请者， 病者，受其者或病之残余时，于其处为他人受持时，由家持出无余，于常施食者，苦愁时、半月时、不萨时、月旦时、有因缘时，是非食药、心无药、尽情受药而已。痴狂者，最初之犯行者不犯行。
Okay, now these are Sekka Samatas, means they are Sekkas are Sotapannas. Okay, this rule is regarding Arya Bugalas, the Sotapannas, and who have a lot of faith, so that they want to offer everything they have. So even if the sons are going to starve, they want to give everything. So therefore now the Buddha, in order to protect this kind of feminist, put this rule down.
Mm-hmm. 然后他说这是指这种有些犯人正在出国之后呢，他对僧团信心非常大，他对因为信心很大的原因呢，所以他想把自己所有的东西都供养出去，然后呢以至于让哪怕让自己都挨饿，他也想供养东西，然后为了保护这样的家庭呢，然后佛陀制定了这条学说。
So then, okay, can you read Gangavacharani?
你还有。
在第三已经认定的诸理学，以得僧干妈认定的诸理学，先前备受邀请，曾在进入俗家房屋的进行更先前，在未进入进行届时才未受邀请，无病名为凡不能行起事者，因补过在进入房屋的进行而复接受食物，接受食物者，在道接受或者接受的那食物投入在何处而食用者，在你吞咽那比布，在沙瓦提众多比布开始，不知适量和接受的部署之定。先前未受邀请，如无病、坐凉、忍耐、使出等持数，三法应补过。即使在接受或吞咽叶分药的步骤，同样在被有学认定人以有学认定想和遗嘱也说了这，在未经有学认定人未经有学认定想，以及凡先前已受邀请生病或他人在他们家房屋受食而接受者，以及完成他家取出后再给坐堂等，或在建了比库后先取出站在门口而不施对那食物而受用的，在常施时行走足时半月时乌波萨他日时月初时在有因缘服用叶分药等施予而食用者，以及疯狂者无罪。这里有此四种构成要素：一、经僧干妈认定的有学；二、先前未受邀请；三、不病；四、进入其家的进行接受了除常施食等以外其他的食物而食用。
So then, nowadays, of course, it's difficult to find lay people who are sotapannas. So if you go for village with a mat and you find one, you inform Naoyani. we are going to make Vinayagama, to make, to authorize them. Authorize them that they are Sotapanna. Then we will prevent monks going in that family, except if this family invites or people is sick.
他说你然后这做了干嘛之后呢然后这个三三三三会禁止就是说那个比如说劝说托钵的时候去这些事物然后除非这样他是主动邀请或者说那个比库有病。Now,
Sotapannas are people who have fulfilled the paramis to a great extent in order to get that state to become Aryas. Therefore now and the first paramis dana paramino. So then, and after become Sotapannas, they have no attachment to their properties. So they want merely to give something. That's called everything to offer.
Samantapa Sadhika says
that even if they have 8 millions, excuse me, 80 millions of wealth, so nobody protects his wealth. So they are not interested to protect it. They can lose it anytime.
然后他说，然后根据普通原理而解释，他说这个这种人他即使有8000万的财富呢，他也不会保护自己的财富，然后任何时候都可能失去他的财富。So
therefore, now the Buddha is called put down this rule in order to protect this kind of families.
然后是所以负责支撑这样，就是来保护这个家庭。Okay,
any questions?
还有什么问题？
其实我问过，但是他突然没有，但是我可以再问。那我问就是他那个客户的行为中，然后提到就是那个皮库需要去卖一个寺院，要问那个印度学家。然后就是去一个寺院问这家寺院是哪个家属？对，就去一家，就客户去那个寺院要问，就是你就是附近的托钵有没有这个印度学家的账号，避开这个人家嘛。然后如果是。
So yes, two questions. The first question is that so in your memory, can you remember that nowadays is there any actual Vinayagama that has been done for this Sikha Samatana? This is the first question. The second question is that if there are no such things by now. Then actually there's a duty mentioned in the Mahavaka Pali. That is in the chapter of the guest monk duties. So if you're a guest monk, if you're already gone to another monastery, then it is duty for you to ask the resident monks whether there are any Sikha families around. Sikha families around. And if there are, you should avoid going to that kind of families. He said that since nowadays there is no Sikha families, so we can, is it allowable for us to cancel this duty? This is the second question.
So, up to now, there is no any monasteries allowed, I think so at least the monastery I was living in, to make any such authorization. So that monk should not go to particular family because they are Sekha Samatas, because they are Sotapannas. But even then, the monk who is a guest, if he does not ask resident monks have the duty to tell him.
Okay.
They have the duty to tell him. Therefore, now, if the resident monk does not tell anything, that means there is nothing there.
Okay.
If you want to go for a village Vrindavan, there is nothing to worry about.
然后他说他说这样他说目前为止他自己所住过所有的寺院的寺庙没有哪个寺庙就是说这种人他们家就是真的出国然后你不能去托钵的时候不能那个去他们家托钵但是呢然后呢至于这事那个义务呢如果说这个科普他到那个寺院他不去问这件事的话那么你那个住那个原住那些比库
他有义务告诉他就是我们这附近如果有人体学家的话他应该告诉他如果他什么都不说的话这个表示这周围没有人体学家还有下一句这个院里学家一定要是那个出国不是出国在家居士是不是我的问题就是说如果一个 出家人，他出国我们都知道，他的家庭算是人力学家，不算。一个已经正能出国的出家人的家庭是吧？对对对。这个应该算还不算？So
he's asking what if a monk who has already attained the Sotapanna, then in that case, will his family be considered as a Sikha Samatha?
Monk?
A monk who has already attained the first version. In that case, will his family be considered as this Sikha
Samatha? No, it's nothing to do with the family of a bhikkhu. It is the father and mother themselves should be Sotapanna.
就是那居士本人是那个证书，对对对。还有三个。那这个就这种情况，比如说这个。出家人他在出家之前的非常有钱，然后呢，他出家之前把所有的财产全都放在了劲儿那里，然后那个放在劲儿那里，他有一部分是为了养家的，但是他中了出国之后，他把所有钱都拿来，他就有这个意愿，先把这个钱拿来供养。那这种情况的话，会不会有一些对他有好，对他家庭有好？OK。
So he's asking that suppose a monk
who used to be very rich before his ordination. So before his ordination, he gave up all his money to his family members and asked and his family members already gave him the invitation to become his Kapan Karaka. So that they will keep this money in case he has any request, something like that. So then, he's asking that. So literally, this monk himself, he attained what's called the first version. Then, because of this attainment, so he was to offer all his money under his Kapan Karaka to the Sangha. In that case, is there any what's called the protection to his to his family members? Because these family members, they maybe also want to use some part of the money. This is the question.
It doesn't apply. Actually, because now it is the way you explained me, it is his part of the property, no?
Yes, but
he's part of the property.
Yes.
Therefore, even if he wants to offer only that part, his family has their own part also of the property. Their own property. They are all not to starve.
No. The case is that he gave this money to his family members, but all this money is considered as money under Kapan Karaka. It's not for themselves, for his family members, like that.
If now the family, father and mother, before the son was born, the bhikkhu was born, they had their own property, no?
Ah, yes.
So, and they will subsist on that property. After the son was grown up, they want to keep on part of the property, they will keep to him. That's on part of the property. So, and that the bhikkhu tells, no, I don't want to have it. You keep it and support me after becoming bhikkhu.
Okay.
After becoming bhikkhu, he wants to offer that property to the bhikkhu sangha.
Okay.
Not the father's, mother's property.
Okay.
So, therefore, but even then, this rule does not apply for such families. So, even if the mother and father, they want to offer their own property, all their own property to the monastery, they are not sotapannas. Therefore, it does not apply.
然后他说呢，他是这样，这种情况是不适用这个条件，他说这个原因是这样，就是说这个父母呢，他那个这个比库的父母，他是他有自己财产，然后这个比库长大之后呢，当然跟你法院一样，他有一些他有权继承一部分，然后这个父母的财产，然后这个比库他出家之前呢，他可以把自己就是有权继承的这部分的那个父母的财产，他可以放到那个就是所谓继承人名下那个权利，就是说你将来我有幸继承这部分财产，你我成为比库之后，你可以拿这部分财产来资助。 这是可以的，但是这个比库他不会说把那个不那边不那些不那些不应该由他继承的部分，他没有权利把这个这个这部分财产，对吧？所以说一个比库就是说，你像你说的那样，他真的出国之后，他所能控制钱，雇佣有相当权限，也只是他本来能不能和父母女儿继承那部分，而父母他们有资产，他们自己的钱，所以说所以说这个这个这个这个这个是不受保护的。然后即使是说那个父母他们真的想把就是除了那个比库自己应该继承那部分雇佣有相当权，他们想把自己那部分也雇佣有相当权，这种情况下如果那个父母他没有真的出国，他也是不是这要求的保护。那下面。OK。好，那这个。This
is the next rule.
那时，佛世尊在释迦牟尼城，一句律数闻。其实，沙迦之贱农等善女，沙迦之女人等，欲与阿兰若住处共食。沙迦之贱农等，闻沙迦之女人等，欲与阿兰若住处共食。 彼等潜入道中，在沙迦之女人等持美味之令时乱食，往阿兰若住处沙迦之贱奴等忽然出现，剥落侮辱沙迦之女人等沙迦诸人居处，捉彼诸贱。 见佛及财产，财货，于尔积贤非难，可以诸大德。知劫贼助僧缘，却不报之因。诸比库闻沙迦诸人之非难言至，彼比库以此事白世尊，于世尊以是因缘说法而告诸比库云。 然诸比库，以实力故，我为诸比库，知命学术，为僧们安乐乃至诸比库，汝等当如是如是受此缘故。具有危险，危险同不知阿兰若住处，任何比库助于如是住处。若于僧们亲手接受非预告之时。 或软时二十，预告之时或软时二十时，此比库应忏悔，有不犯人受非难，不相应而当忏悔之法，我为此忏悔，如是是为诸比库之令所决处。其实，一比库为阿兰若住处换命，诸人持应时或软时往阿兰若住处。 对七比库，作前大德请示。七比库云：世尊仅指于阿兰若住处亲手接受应时或软时而食，故为之而不受。因病不能未存不起时，因而断食已逝。七比库以此事与诸比库、诸比库白世尊，即使世尊以是因缘说法而告诸比库曰：诸比库。 听取阿兰若住处之病理，亲手接受，应时或软时而食，故彼处，汝等当如送此之处。具有危险恐怖之阿兰若住处，任何彼处于此于如此之住处而无病。 若于僧人能亲手接受，非预告即应时，或者是耳时者，自律不应忏悔。有我犯应受非难，不受我不相应耳当忏悔不好，我为此忏悔，具有危险之时。于僧员僧员境内，可见贼住处，可见贼所住，立坐卧住，究恐怖者，于僧员之境内，曾见有人被贼所杀，所夺所打的，阿难若住处，可是指离村最少500公之处，任何是指一步，于如此住处者是在这样的住处，无病是能够自己起食，病者是不能自己起食的。
再次。
僧员中者，有离之僧员为僧员内，无离者为境内。非预告者，送五众之一人告知者，请问为非预告。告于僧员境内，以外者，此名非预告。预告者，若有男子或女人来僧员，僧员之境内也，大德为某比库持来应时转时，若具有危险，应告以具有危险；若具有恐怖者，应告以具有恐怖。若言大德虽有危难，应当持时来，应言有贼，有诸贼人在此徘徊，汝等应速去。预告以持周耳持来周之，不随物使，此名为所告。告以食物而吃来，即腐随物食，此名为所告。告以应食吃来，即腐随物食，此亦名为所告。由一家告之二，彼家中之任何人运来应食或软食，此名为所告。由村落告知二，其村落中任何家运来应食或软食，此名为所告。由一集团告知，其集团之任何人运来应食或软食，此名为所告。应食者，软食者用，无病者用，我欲食而受之不告之食物者。说的每宴时提醒你，于不报有报想，无病于僧人中亲手接受应食或软食而食者提醒你，于不报有疑想，于不报有不报想提醒你，以非食药轻药行进行入药为食物而受的。说的每吞咽者说的，于预告有不告想者说的，预告有理想者说的，预告有告想者犯也。二十，所告时，并与或所告时或 佛时定力故之残余，受于僧缘外耳，施于僧受于僧缘外耳，施于僧缘内，本于此生时报时定皮于此于此生十根皮药皮叶花果有因缘而食，虽是要切药进行药吃黄者最初是犯了犯了
就
是
给This is a very rare case where a monk lives in a very remote and dangerous, what is called forest abodes. And of how he should deal with people who bring to him requisites, okay? Especially food.
这种比较少见的情形，就是说一个比如他自己住在一个非常偏远，然后有一定危险的那种森林里边，然后这样就是关于就是对于这样的比丘来说，他应该怎样对待那些过来的过养他自己的这些居士们，尤其是过养他食物的这些居士们。
给有跟刚刚的人都
念一下一部读书。
在第四，凡是诸离异。当知之日，在离依宿学住所说的方式，未预先告知。凡出家在家静止，或然进寺院或寺院进行后，告诉尊者，我将带来某某家的副食物住持。后来只跟那你所告诉的，或可以被带来，对其亲属。随从而做的告知。后来指定那你所告诉，
我可以被带来，
可以被带来，对其眷属随从做的告知，或者即使很多，对其他州的。做了告知后由他告知，他去某某家拿取副食或者是听了后其他家或由他可以一起带来，那一切名为你先告知，凡未如此告诉我带来名为对他未先预先告知无病者不能去乞食的人应付过。如此乃至在前往寺院中间时，增加耳施语，在寺院或寺院进行接受耳食用吞咽者，再接受诸部者，再为吞咽因果多，在释迦国众多不开始，在。未告知寺院驻扎有道德的故事之内，无病这一种名字就是一种随之三因五果，即使为了食物食用而接受或吞咽药叶粉药，这是都会的。同样的，在已先告知、从未告知想和已想也只算都会的。在已先告知、存已告知下，生命者做了先告知而带来，或生命者或生病者所剩的食物，在寺院外接受，或者只在该处寺院所生的根果实等，或者在有服用因缘或者夜门药。等耳使用者疯狂者不犯。这里有七基本功能要素：一如所说的临野住；二实现药；三于非于该寺院生的；四无病；五 非病者所生的。六，在未生。
未先告知。
在未先告知的寺院中接受，其吞咽，等且知，感知于第一嘎吉大学处等场所，那此处学处有作为作。
真是。
Okay, now here, the distance of this forest monastery or hermitage, it is 500 dhanus. Dhanus means bows. 500 bows. Bow. Huh? 500 bows away from the village. And actually, what means a bow? Last time, I think we explained this, no?
Yeah, we explained. It's okay, but it's okay.
Yes, okay. We'll explain it once more now. Yeah. And
he said, he said,
like that. So, and now puts the bow down on the ground and it goes up to this height. So, or maybe longer than this height. It can shoot. So, therefore, now this is the commandant tells the Acharya bow, which actually you can ground it on the ground. Like you can see, in the middle there is a place where you can shoot the arrow. From the ground, then it might be also higher. So it can be up to maybe more than 1.5 meters. It can be 2 meters.
So that means the height of this?
The height, the whole height.
Okay.
Therefore, the whole height should be almost maybe 2 meters. Or maybe 1.5 meter. It depends how short the person is. How tall or short the person is.
他说这个弓呢，他那个就是说把这个弓，然后竖在地上之后，然后看着这个弓的高度多少，然后那个他这弓长度其实也不一定，然后那个学院这个人能拉多高的弓，然后那个根据人员大小，这个弓的长度可以在1.5米到2米之间。
Well, this can be between 700 meters or 1,000 meters.Deep into the forest.
所以说这个距离呢，可如果我们计算的话，大概在750米到1000米之间。
That is sometimes called also robust height. Because they can be close to the village.
然后这强盗们，他有时候可能就藏在这样树林里，然后这样就有他们袭击的那个村庄。
Therefore, if people want to bring dana to the monk in that monastery, the monk should inform them.
So, if you want to bring dana to the monastery, the monk should inform them. So, if you want to bring dana to the monastery, the monk should inform them. So, if you want to bring dana to the monastery, the monk should inform them. So, if you want to bring dana to the monastery, the monk should inform them.
So then, and he should also tell the thieves, the robbers, that monks are going to come on that particular day. It's called, and don't attack.
You tell the robbers, you mean?
Yeah, it says.
You wish text? You wish text?
Vinepitikul.
Vinepitikul.
Chorava Tabba. He should tell the robbers. Manusaido Jorena Pasakata. Go away.
Translation may be wrong. Let me see.
Chorava Tabba. The robbers should be told.
What is the name? Let me see. Chorava Tabba. Let me see. The translation is totally different. Let me see.
Such a sansakan hoti, if it is suspicious,
yes.
Sarsangatya Chikitapan, the bhikkhu should inform them that he's suspicious.
Inform who? The Acharyas or something?
No, the
bhikkhu.
If you see from the government.
I mean, the bhikkhu has to inform the lay people, no?
Yes, the lay person, woman or male. Bande will bring food or skirt for this, for that particular person, for that particular bhikkhu.
Yes.
So, it's called. And the bhikkhu now, he should tell them if it is the place now, this monastery, if it's suspicious, he should. Inform them they are suspicious.
Yes.
If it is dangerous, he should inform them it's dangerous. Such a, as called, how to. If they insist, as called, no, Bande will bring it, bring the food. Then.
Insist? Where is the word insist?
Insist means how to Bande Aharisati.
Okay.
They will tell, never mind Bande. How to means never mind.
Yes.
We will bring the food.
Okay.
Insist.
Okay.
And he asked, they tell.
Yes.
So then, Choravatapa, the people should tell
the translation is that if they insist, then this people should directly tell these lay people. Here we have robbers. Something like that. This is the translation.
Choravatapa, no. He should tell robbers.
Yes.
No, Choravatapa.
Yes.
It's called that robbers should be told.
No. So this Chora is called a native or, let me see, is this?
Choravatapa, it is actually, it is, Vatapa, it is, should be told who? Chora, is nominative.
It's nominative.
Nominative plural. Vatapa is also nominative plural.
Nominative plural. Manusa eaters.
They should be told. It's passive voice.
Okay, so he should tell tell these thieves that there are lay people coming. So please don't.
Yes, the monk should tell.
Okay,
let's go. The robbers.
Okay. 若有男子或女人来僧园之境内言，大德为某比丘吃来应施软食，若既有危险，应告以具有危险；若既有恐怖者，应告以具有恐怖。然后这段话是非常没有问题。我其实但是和下面这句话连在一起，所以跟大家解释一下，就是说这个事儿是那个比库，就是说这若说有男子和女人，他要来到这个地方，然后那个他说我的尊者，我们要给某某某比库带来这些食物。 然后这个事儿，若说这个比库他知道，他所住的这地方有危险或者恐怖的话，他应该那个立刻告诉这个居士，我们这个地方有什么样的危险，什么样的恐怖。然后他这样说了，说了之后呢，如果这个居士他坚持要给他供养食物，他说这样的话，若言大德，虽有危险，应当吃，亦当吃食来，就是说，我们不管，就是哪怕有危险，我们要给供养食物。那这个事儿呢，律藏里边这个翻译是。应言有贼，然后有诸贼人在此徘徊，汝等应速离去。然后这句话翻译是有问题的。他说那个这张老师这个地方不是应言有贼，而是应对贼说。那然后应有那个然后若应应对贼说是那个诸人不是在此徘徊，而是诸人来此。然后就是汝等应速离去。也就是说呢，这个地方的意思就是说，如果说这句居士再坚持要来的话，那个这个比库应该去告诉那盗贼。
他说有人要来，然后你们应该离开，不要抢，怎么有点像通风报信的感觉？
啊，
告诉他有人要来了，你们做好准备。<笑><笑>他如果知道有盗贼的话，他如果有知道有盗贼的话，他应该跟那个居士说好，怎么还去通知盗贼呢？
我也觉得有点奇怪这个班，对我也觉得有点奇怪，但是从语法上分析似乎是这样的，就是说那个就是啊那个似乎应该是这种解释。So they're suspecting because if you because if you tell these robbers, if you don't tell these robbers, they may not know. But if you inform these robbers, they may come and rob. No?
No, it's actually, you see, now Samana Pasarika tells that he should inform them why. Okay, why to inform them? So, because if they attack the people, the people will not think that monks support the robbers. Support the robbers, no? So, therefore, he has already warned the people not to attack. If they attack and so forth, then the monk is free of that, free of any responsibility. So that is one. But according to my understanding is that now, robbers who are robbers, at least they have some respect for religious people. No?
Yes,
they are not going to attack to attack the monastery because they know the monastery monks, they have nothing that, much there, nothing there for them to survive. Okay. They take a meal and so forth, then finish the meal, and they don't left. They don't store food themselves. They ask all. Therefore, they respect such religious people like ascetics, for example, because this is about ascetic,
yes.
A hermit who lives inside alone.
Yes.
If sometimes maybe 2 or 3 months they live alone, they have no much like Naoyan, for example. Naoyan monastery. So they are very poor. So if the monks tell him, these people try to bring food inside the school, only food, they only bring food, they have no wealth, don't attack them, don't, please go, don't touch these people. So these people, the robbers will respect it, because now they think these people are not accident travelers inside the forest, not accident, they come for religious purpose, to serve the monks. Therefore, they will leave him to come. So, but if they see other travelers and so forth, they will immediately attack. Because they think, random travelers. Let's attack. Maybe they have wealth. Maybe they're carrying some valuable with them. Therefore, they will attack. But these are not random people. The monk has to remind, they are not random people. They come specially for me or for us to bring some food on and go. Please don't attack. So if he reminds the robbers like that, then the robbers, of course, they will respect this.
他说这个，他说这个地方呢，根据那个普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普普
他就不会攻击。然后为什么不会？为什么不会攻击？然后这张老师那个根据他自己的理解，就是古代强调的，他对宗教人员是有一定尊重的，就是说呢，他知道你就是这宗教人员他是比较少一只足，他并没有很多财产。然后那个然后如果他们知道这个人物是来给这些隐士们，灌养食物的话，那就不是那种一般的旅行人，不是那种一般的行人，然后他们就不会去攻击。然后比库，如果他跟那个强盗这样说了之后，人们也不会怀疑，就是这个比库跟强盗是一伙。然后那个强盗也会对这些居士们的供养，那个就是供养行为抱有一定尊重，就不会去攻击他们。
那个强盗是讲信仰的，
不是信仰，这个其实连和中国强盗也有这种相互攻击，就是他不攻击僧道。
对对对，是这样的。
他这样很行规矩，江湖规矩。
古代是这样的，
对，是这样。
Because all these robbers, they are just waiting to see somebody to pass an attack. So then, but if you remind them, don't. These are special people. So then, okay, they will somehow respect it. No. So they think at least one day, at least one, 2 days, they will allow the people to come. Even they are robbers, but they have still some human understanding, isn't?
然后他说那个。他说这种如果告诉这些强盗，这人来这里是有特殊目的的，然后这强盗他们应该放了，哪怕只是放过他们一两天，而虽然这些人是强盗，但是他们也有一些那个
人类或者人性的那种理解能力。So the same
Vinayapitaka.
No, Vinayapitaka, Vinayapitaka. So, no, so he wants you to explain this word.
Apasakata means go away. Apasakata means.
Rishi.
Manasadubajara is called. Apasakata, go away. It's called Apasakata. Go aside, move,
yes.
Go aside, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go away, go aside.
Yes.
Depart,
mm-hmm.
So go aside.
Mm-hmm.
Let them in, so go aside means let them to come, don't attack, this is me.
Ah,
that's right. 去到阿伦诺处于危险的，碰到一个沙门了，他随身携带食物，他就供养那个沙门就不能吃。
这个人没有提前预告是吧？
对，他路过的碰到了一个沙门。
他带着食物路过这个地方。
对。
然后他碰到这个。
这算犯戒还是不犯戒？
我可以帮你问一下。So he is asking that, a supposed lay person, who is carrying food with him.And he just passes by this forest, and he saw a bhikkhu. He just passed by the forest and then saw a bhikkhu, and he also offered this food to this bhikkhu. In this case, is it allowable for this bhikkhu to accept this food? And let's say this forest is with a fair in danger. Let's say.
No, not because this. This person has not informed. No,
yes.
He just came just to travel through the forest.
Yes.
And if he accident he sees a bhikkhu, he does not the bhikkhu does not need to tell him, oh, it's dangerous, because he did not come special for the bhikkhu. No, this rule is if somebody comes special for the bhikkhu.
Okay.
这个类型，这个
大家想
那个就是按照那个律藏里讲，就具有恐怖者的解释，他是说在僧园或僧园的境内直接被杀被蒙古所打。那也就是说，如果有人在僧园附近打架斗殴，然后被别人看到了，
被贼
啊，一定要被贼
是吧？那他说是被贼。
对。那这个贼。就是说，那如果说那个贼他底裤并不知道，就比如说那个贼可能是临时性出没的，就比如流窜的，他暂时跟那个犯事儿，他犯事之后，但是那个他又走了，那这种警报多长时间解除？
说真的。So he's asking about this Vinayapitaka's explanation about with fear, sabaya.Sabatibaya. So then, so he's asking that. So suppose somebody has been robbed or killed or beaten in this around this forest, and this people has seen that, but he knows that now this.A thief has already left, or this robber has already left, because these robbers, they're also traveling around. Some robbers, not all the robbers, they always stay in one place. Most of the robbers, they are traveling around. So if this bhikkhu knows that these robbers have already left, then is it still compulsory for these people to inform these people? And if it is compulsory, so for how long does this kind of obligation is this kind of obligation valid?
No, it's not valid. It says actually what are the options just to protect people who come in the forest.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Buddha tells what are the options.
Uh-huh.
It's called to protect the people who are coming in the forest, because now if one knows that the robbers are around,
uh-huh,
he should inform them. But uh-huh, if he knows the robbers are not there,
uh-huh,
he does not need to inform.
If the robbers are already there,
yeah,
left, he doesn't need to inform.
If they already left, he knows that he left, they are no more there. What is the point of informing them? He can't chase them in the next city and so on to find them.
Okay.
But they went.
Okay.
It's called send email messages. Why are you?
他说这个森林周围的，然后这个村他就没有义务告诉这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这
么，就比如说像那个斯里兰卡内战期间，在战场附近的那些如果有寺院的话，那个地方是可不可以认为就是这种是具有危险的？
战场附近
啊，
所以 he's asking that what if this monastery is close to a battlefield? So for example, a battlefield. So for example, in this Sri Lanka civil war, the Sri Lankan army is fighting with the RTT or something. RTT, yeah. So then if the battlefield is very close to the monastery, is it considered as a safari wire or something?
It's more dangerous than robbers. So then of course it's a safari wire.
It is.
You mean it is? Of course it is. It is more dangerous than robbers. More satisfied than robbers.
But
bullets, bim, 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 everywhere. So then,
你说
的没有了。
啊，稍等。
你说，
那个授于僧园外，耳识于僧园内，还有后面的有于此生，食根皮叶。
生食。
啊，于此生食。
对。
生食是啥意思？
生吃。
生吃是也是由在家中供那群过来供养的。
你看那个你看一部都说。或者只在该处寺院，所生的根果实的，
那也是那个什么，在家中过来，然后来这里。
该处寺院所生的根果实的，
那跟在家人就是说足够有什么关系？
跟在家人确实没关系，所以说无所谓。
啊，好吧。
这个可不可以这么理解？就是比如说那个在家人已经到寺院。然后，因为他就是偶尔的，他就来了一下。然后那个他不是说故意要来，他说哇，我下次我给你带上来，他没有说这个。然后，但是他已经来寺院了，然后寺院有跟过去啊。然后我需要这个，他就他已经来了嘛。
你说你就是把这个跟果实给居士是吗？
不是给居士，就是让一试一下，他就知道啊，那跟果实挖出来做进手兽，然后就。供养他是不是指这个意思？就是说我居士没有又回去特意又准备，然后再去供养。
我这样想吗？我可以帮你问一下。So then, he's asking about this anapati.
I lost everything. What is this
anapati? No, this is because I
accidentally pressed. I'm bikuni vibhanga.
Okay.
Thank you. Sekhya, Sekhya, Sekhya. Okay, now I am Tatya, Paddhishana. Okay, so then what is the rule? Okay,
Anapati.
Anapati.
No, the chatuta, no? Chatuta.
Okay.
Okay, so he's asking, Tata jataka muram wa tucham wa patam wa pupam wa param wa bunjati. This is a quick question.
Jataka means whatever grows. Jataka means whatever grows inside the forest.
Inside the forest. So these people just take and eat.
No, not himself. Of course, if people, for example, they come. They don't bring food from them.
But
they come in the monastery and then they think, oh, we have here fruits, we have good roots.
Mm-hmm.
And so what else?
Flowers
and so forth. And which are eatable things, okay? They think, oh, Bande, what you are doing? Why you don't eat these fruits? Yeah. What do you ask? Look for beautiful trees here.
Yeah.
And they go and cut fruits and give mango or something like that to the monk.
Yeah.
He can accept.
Yeah.
他说这个寺院里面既然发现这个花果跟叶皮这样的东西，然后他把这东西切下来，然后是熟肉给肉里，不叫肉给肉给这些吃，这是不犯的。关键那个有前面就我不懂，就是授予于僧缘外，而施于僧缘内，这好像是有个独立的一句话，就是这个是独立的。
也没什么关系，就是说你不是在这个森林里边接受的食物，而是你只是把那个森林里边，你只是在你住的地方吃而已。比方说你是金丝陀罗，懂了吧？其他问题吗？
刚才我再问一个问题，那比如说在这种危险的地方，那个他已经这个鬼库已经告诉这个执事了，他这个执事说没事，我不怕危险，我明天一定会来，那个这个居士呢，比如他是开车的，但是呢鬼库没有车，那个盗贼呢离他可能是两天的路程，也就是说这个至少在这个鬼库走到盗贼那儿的这个过程中的时候，他是没有办法在狮子赶来供养他之前走到盗贼那儿通知盗贼，这种情况。
So he's asking that what's called the 等一下，你说这盗贼是有车的是吧？
不，就是说施主是有车的，
施
主他很快，然后他来的也很快，但是那个就是比库是没有办法在施主来供养他之前通知到那个盗贼。
那等于说这个那个施主来供养，人家盗贼也没办法那个靠一个巨石，或者说也没办法。
不是这个之前不是有一条之前有一条规定，不是说。如果施主执意要来的话，那个比库一定要去通知盗贼吗？
对，
是这个意思吗？
对。
但盗贼他可能就在周围晃。
你的意思是只没找到这个盗贼是吧？他可能他也不知道这盗贼具体在哪，然后
他知道盗贼在哪，但是他没有办法在施主来供养他之前去那个通知那个去告知那个盗贼不要放过那个施主，是这个意思。
He's asking that this people he already informed this Dalek that robbers are around, but this Dalek insisted to offer this people. So according to the rule we have learned that in this case this people is obliged to inform the robbers. So he's asking that. Suppose before this a daiko comes to offer this people, still this people cannot find this robber, cannot reach this robber. In that case, this people, he already made the effort, but he cannot reach this robber. In that case,
it's offensive because it's just an advice. No, it is advice. But if you see the rule, let me see. It is just an advice, no?
Mm.
To protect these people. Of course, the people, the, if the, he can't find the robbers, it's not a problem because he make an effort, no? But he should make an effort. It is not a part of the angas, apati angas. The offense, factors of offense, no?
然后他说这个是不犯的，因为他这个地方只是一个建议，然后他不构成你犯这条戒那个要素，他不是你构成犯的这条要素。然后说你只要做出这样的，然后并没找到道歉，这是不犯。
那反正那在那如果不做这个东西，就是只是他当然他只是通知是说这地方有道歉很危险，他那个师傅会坚持，然后可能他劝告师傅三次，结果师傅坚持三次，但他不去找这个道歉，那他犯了。
He's asking that what if these people didn't make any effort to look for the robbery? Will these people find any offense or not?
Can be look at the offense because now he because the Buddha advises no is something called silent dukkhas. Silent dukkhas means although it is not said directly, but it is implied.
Mm.
Implied, which you ask for you. Don't follow the advice out of disregard for him, out of disregard of the advice, you don't follow it, look at it.
他说然后这很可能是恶作，他说这个这种情况发出一个建议，然后你没有你对这个建议不尊重，然后没有遵守的话，这可能犯恶作。这种恶作叫什么那个沉默的恶作，或者说是未指名的恶作。
That is now the case, for example, if the monk can't travel, go for Pindapati himself because he's sick.
Mm.
That's called. That is when he can, there is also a case where he can accept food in a monastery. So then, therefore, he has to make the effort to inform the robbers because I'm sick, that's why the people bring food to me. Don't harm them. You can otherwise. If he can't find, of course. It's not part of the factor to become pachitya, patitasaniya in this case.
So
he is asking about wild beast.
About?
Wild beast. Wild beast. So he is asking that here it is dangerous and fears are all about robbers. So how about dangerous wild beasts?
Yes, he can inform the people, but he can't inform the wild beast.
Okay. Okay.
So he's asking that if there's a dangerous wild beast around, but these people he didn't inform the dayakas. So where these people fall into this kind of offense?
Yeah, what?
Beast.
Lions, tigers.
Yes, yes.
Of course, it is. He should inform you, no, because it is advice what the Buddha tells. If he doesn't inform, it implies the silent dukkhas.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has to inform them, it is like a duty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's a duty that the monk should inform them.
Mm-hmm. But it's not. The kind of danger and fear defining the Vinaya.
Because now you see, Sabadipaya. It says about robbers, but I guess now animals, I don't know, maybe these people and so forth, they can actually. It doesn't say about animals.
Yes,
it doesn't say, but this is just an example because actually robbers. It happens with robbers in the initial story. That's why the Buddha emphasized robbers. But see, Sabadipaya, Samadipaya, it doesn't mention anything. Ganga Vidyadhara doesn't say anything about other animals. But it can include any other. These are just examples. What's called the fear comes from animal, from humans. It is dangerous because of humans. So then, but if, for example, now you see, it says that people are seen, dead, or injured, or beaten. So according to that, if a monk sees such people and so forth, that he has been attacked by animals, so then he should inform the people. It is like a duty to inform them.
So this is considered anuloma santa?
Anuloma.
Anuloma. 然后他说呢，这个地方呢，他说在疑惑的脱离里边，和普段阴影里面都没有提到这个动物情况。然后但是，但是这个地方那个就那个绿藏里边说，就有危险，就有恐怖。然后他举的都是贼的例子，这是因为那个原来的故事，他那个就穿之前阴影是因为那个贼。
然后，但是那个其实，虽然都动物的危险，应该被包括在内。然后如果你不通知的话，应该犯过罪。那本来要这么说的话，如果说山上这个班该被收养了，那去山上送饭的这些居士和士是应该被通知啊。So he's asking that supposed in this Narayana monastery, in the upper monastery.
Supposed the bhikkhu is a bit of a snake. In that case, it is necessary for these bhikkhus to inform the dayakas who come here to bring food to the upper monastery. So here we have a bhikkhu who is bitten by a snake. So you should also prepare yourself. Don't get bitten by a snake. Like that.
Just snakes and so what is just a small thing and so what. Because forest, now, usually in people who go in deep forest, they know, they may be aware of wild animals may be there, okay? May be aware, but that they are robbers, they don't know. Because they don't expect human beings to attack them. It is animals, monkeys, maybe snakes, because it is jungle, no? If they go to the jungle, people already know these things. They don't need to remind them. They can think themselves. But about robbers, this is actually, you might not know that. So therefore they are not prepared. This is why the Buddha tells us about that the monk should tell them. Dangerous because robbers are there. Of course now humans are more dangerous because now, okay, see, they are very evil. Robbers and so forth. You don't know from which side they will come. If they are animals like that, they have no this kind of cleverness to attack humans in a except if the because sometimes if you make sounds and animals run away. But robbers, they come. So therefore now humans are a different species which are even more dangerous with any other animal in the world. So therefore now the monk has to inform about robbers. Otherwise now these people naturally they understand if they go in the jungle that there should be dangerous animals there. Take precautions. But about robbers, they don't know that how to what kind of precautions to take.
他说像猴子和蛇这样的东西，就是说，如果说一个人去森林的话，他处在森林这个位置，他对这样的东西，他应该会有所预防，因为这是森林里嘛，森林里边就应该有这样的东西，就这种东西你是不需要通知他的，但是藏到这种东西，他去这个地方之前，他可能没有任何预期，然后你不通知的话，他可能就没有预防，所以说这些这那些情况下，你是应该特别通知的。
Okay, since no other questions. You say no questions?
I asked the two questions.
What?
He asked, just now he asked the two questions.
Yes,
yes, yes. He asked questions about this, what is it called? But this question is very easy. But it's directly from the text. Elijah just referring to the text.
Jataka is anapati question.
Yes, yes. Just referring to the text and then solve.
All right. Now, then there are no more questions. You go to more important rules now, which are to do with everyday life.
现在没有更多的问题，那我们会下面开始学更重要的一些学术，因为这学术和我们的日常生活有关。
So who is reading now? Number one.
一，十，佛世间在舍卫城其数几多年，其时六旬比丘着内衣，令前后垂下，诸人非难。佛以沙弥数子着内衣，令前后掖，如在家舍日者，诸比丘闻彼人之非难，诸比丘中少欲者非难。我以六旬比丘着内衣前后掖，以白世尊十世尊以是一人说法，及比丘而向而问六旬比丘曰：诸比丘，汝时着内衣，令前后掖，实然世尊。佛世尊喝者，愚人可以着内衣曰：愚人，此非令未信者生信，乃至。诸比丘，汝等当如是所思所处。我着内衣当负全人，应当学。因以内衣负全人，即负其人，负其人悉人。故恭敬故，令前后垂下而着者，出自有道。非诸欲者，无念者，无知者，有病者。是故时，疯狂者最初之犯行者的犯也。
Finish. Okay. 刚刚为的人。Lot of explanation, no?
一，在众学法第一，辨明完全的完整。应当学如此，我将下着，即使在寺院。或村落中，在一切处都应当学，以及此处由于即使在《仪法通》篇章中所说的诸仪如诸仪法如此的同样的因学性而成为助学法，所以能像在他上面而作篇的区分，以及为了显示。坐时的方法为你任何比故，假如垂下而着下衣者列罪，如此说的罪名，而是在学处安上应当学的法理。在律藏的文句分析所说的恶作律，通知一切处，所有正觉法在不恭敬而做犯恶作。现在便能在这里在覆盖了脐轮后垂下膝轮下方从颈算起第八指之量而着下衣，名为以下着便能，不如此下着，以不恭敬从前方或后方垂下而着下衣者不作，以及不仅只是对那下着而已，凡在其他诸如那时六旬比丘以居士所着的方式而着下衣，以向离愚人垂四角，尊与善，百皱折慢而着下衣，着腰部在篇章里。所说下着的过失，即使那样下着只是恶作，始终向敌名为从旗的底部做成向敌形状，垂下而下着，如着诸距离北旗一般，以美。名为从一边为圆边，而另一边为圆的底边垂下后而下落。四角名为上面两角，下面两角，以 如此出现四角的下人，中以上云为中以上的形象之一垂下后而下落，百昼者云为长条的布分段折成多次后，以作腰部而下折，或者在左右侧以无间的显现皱折后而下折。假如从其开始认出一或两条褶皱是可以的。腰部如力士搏斗等绑成腰部后而下折，即使病者或行道者都不能如此下折。即使在前往道路中将一或两脚提上后而塞在下衣的上面，或者在袈裟的一边同样的下折后吊起，在后领的外面下折，此一切都不适合。病者在袈裟的里面出现腰部后，可以后面的另外之上和下折，无病者的下折则可以做成两层后而下折。如此舍弃在天章一切所禁止的和下垂，成就所说的特性，应当以不变化改变不变化变能的下折。如此下折，以做某种变化而下折，又做在因缘同故事之抉择做出
重点。
是后面的别的所说的。
后面什么？
后面就是苏书生了，还没有。
苏书生，你应该继续念。然后
在因缘人故事的之抉择，做出苏书生在高场里以沾有食物的手拿饮水器，以及有饭粒洗锅相应。在阿嘎众多以后开始，其一切学处都在沙瓦提由六旬比丘开始，在垂下而得下衣等故事之内，在祈求豆羹饭以及在说法等以生病一种随之，在一切学处无共根之病无命令，在一切学处只有不足，没有其他罪的区分，失坏之伎俩只是已失，等起等一切在结束时我们将显示，只有无罪和动要素在一切处应当说，即是说在此学处非故意者无念者不知者生病者在灾难者以及疯狂者等无罪，此中非故意者乃非以我将下折不变圆者如此故意的，或者我将只着下衣变圆失误而下折不变圆者无罪无念者，即使是以其他事缘者同样的而下折者无罪，不知者可以下折变圆而不知者无罪。然而应当学取下折的原则，假如其小腿干瘦或肉大块，当它以适当的下折，即使下折超过八十块也是可以的。生病者凡是其小腿近或小有干伤，在它皮上或垂下，而在它皮上或垂下 而下则是无知，在三样者，在有我受或道无知感，或在类似的三样无知三表者中，只是所说的方式。在这里有三种过程要素：一、根据；二、没有不对的原因；下国不远者。就如此结束，如此在一切学术外，其他学术前面两种过程要素和在该处所说相反的原因。而成三种过程要素，因此从此之后，我们将不说那过程要素，而我们将只说一个。第一，发生原始流动，有想发现有新的深夜不善心，事先是不善。
Okay, now this is the garden cow to air.The Andravasaka, the Andarop, no?
Yes, Chitara is going to say, I'm going to say,
I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say,
有关系，但是那个就是说，那个是上一和下圈之间关系，应该在下一条线可能不行，也可能在这条线上，但是上一和下圈的关系，因为下面一条线是关于怎么穿那个上衣的，对吧？所以你可以在下面一条问，你先他能讲完你再问，来这样。
Now, if we wear the robe, the Andravasaka, we should wear it round, straight, no? So, then, it should not hang in front like that. It should not hang from below.
Like that.
From behind. So, according to the Can you give an explanation? Now, according to the Vinaya Pitaka, it says, one should cover the Janu Mandala. Okay? This is the Janu Mandala.
Gentleman means neighbor to me.
Mandala. Okay. Now, Janu, it means the knee.
Knee, okay.
The knee. Okay. Alright? Mm. And Mandala, it is
a circle.
The area. The area around the knee.
Okay.
Okay. The area around the knee.
Okay. So, just a minute.他说呢，这个地方呢，他说在壁上里边，那个有这么个解释，就是阴与内衣腹全缘，即腹膝的膝缘和膝缘，然后膝盖与膝盖附近是这样的。
That is one mandala, area around the knee. And the next is Nabi Mandala. It should be Nabi. It is the area around the navel.
Okay,
if we cover, the navel has to be covered, not be exposed.
So,
now, that is easy to understand, but Janu Mandala, many marks, they confuse it. Okay, I want to explain now this.
然后他说呢，关于这个西缘呢，那个，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多，许多
eight fingers. Fingers below the knee.
Below the knee.
Okay. Eight fingers below the knee.
然后会用咒术里边解释呢，然后那个就是那个就黏住住住住住这个下一太阳覆盖住这个心或者细轮的话，它的这个下一下缘应该那个这个应该能够覆盖到这个膝盖以下八指的位置。
So then, in that case, behind the knee, this big muscle, this big muscle is covered. Okay. Especially this muscle here.
Yes.
Big muscle is covered. It should be up to the middle.
然后它是up to the middle of that.
It means muscle. Middle from the knee up to the ankle should be somehow in the middle.
所以说那个就是说那个就是你那个小腿肚子。应该说那个如果是按照这个上的八尺之下的话，应该说这个小腿肚子大部分应该已经被遮住了。然后说这个下旋大概的位置，应该是在你的那个膝和脚中间这个位置。
说的呢。Now if it is slightly lower, no problem.Here so far no problem. But if it here is angle, no. If it touches the angle, it's difficult.
那他说如果下沉下沿比那个八指比西亚八指还要朝下的话，这是不犯的。但是如果说一直朝下到脚踝这个位置，那就犯过错了。就是说，如果说是从西下那个西在西下八指到脚踝之间这个范围都是不犯的，但是如果超过脚踝就犯过错了。
Or you might see some monks, they go unextreme. They wear it too low. Other monks, they go to other extreme. They go up to here. And then if they go on the road, all this can be seen as well. All the flesh can be seen. It is no problem. Either extreme is no problem.
反正你会看到有些比丘会走着两个极端，有些比丘那个穿的穿下身下身非常靠下，然后一直那个到脚踝这个位置，还有一些比丘呢，他可能那个下身可能就只到膝盖这个位置，然后呢他走路时候小腿肚子整个露出来，然后这两种极端都是不合适的。
Other improper ways to wear the andravasaka.Commentary tells us about that is hanging. It's called like that. Sometimes. You see, sometimes they wear, the monks, they don't know how to wear it. It is hanging from the front. That is not allowed.
还有其他一些那个不如法的方式，就是穿上下衣不如法的方式，在衣裤的作者都有解释。然后比方说有些比较比裤，他可能不太会穿下衣，前面是重叠那块儿，可能会垂下来。然后这也是不允许。
So, there are different designs sometimes, you see. Sometimes they fall like that.
Pants? What is this?
So, yeah.Commander tells some other designs. They try to make it many, many folds like that. They look like.
So this is. This is called Satavarika.
Satavarika. So these are not allowed things. Okay.
然后他说呢，然后他说还有一些比库，还有一些比库呢，他穿的时候呢，然后穿下衣时候，就像沾了画一样，在下衣弄了很多皱褶，然后这个就是那个以后的或者说摆皱褶，然后这种穿着方式也是不允许的。So this is called Hatisondaka.
Elephant
trunk.
Elephant trunk like
this. Because I have seen time monks, they wear the rope. So according to this, this kind of design is Cholika Yutina. So that means, so according to this kind of design is like Cholika Yutina. Cholika means the people in the country of Chola, isn't it?
Hatisonda.
Yes, Hatisonda. I mean, but according to Kankavitini, it says that this kind of design is like Cholika Yutina.
Cholika Yutina?
Yes.
Any design, I don't know its own names. I just tell you something.
Okay.
Diamonds, they take this, and they roll like that, everything like that. It hangs like an elephant trunk.
Okay.然后他说呢，然后那个这个伊霍多托里边说有一种象鼻，然后呢这张老化这个图就是这种象鼻穿法，象鼻穿法，还是说那个你穿下身的时候在前面卷上，就像穿上衣全副的时候，他前面卷上，然后就卷上这么一个长条来，然后这是所谓象鼻。而很多泰国比库这样的，就是一部分泰国比库这样的。There's a fan, maybe there's a fan. Okay, I can shut it off. I can turn off the fan.
Come, because the smell is terrible.
Okay.
Goes everywhere. Too much parikot. Paripu?
Maybe.
So then, you see what is done? Or? So then, then I have to, because they are baby bully, you know, I want to show them how to wear the robe.
Okay.
Okay? So, because now some monks, they don't know. Okay, they do it wrongly. I was just to make a presentation. So then,
so you want to ask the people to go out for a while, something like that?
Then for 5 minutes.
Huh?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Then now or tomorrow?
No.
No.
So now we have the belt also now. Belts. Now many monks, for example, they wear the robe like that. They go minabad, okay? Use it.
Yes, I have
seen. What?
I have seen some monk like this.
Yeah, like that and go like that. So then, see, so therefore now, if you wear the robe, okay, you must know, take two corners. These two corners, put together. And then, after that, end it from here. So, and you have to lift it. And make sure that you cover at least this big flesh.
Okay.
This big flesh you cover.
No.
Right?
Eight fingers.
We have to put, in order to check, we have to put your right leg in front.
From
behind. Otherwise you can't see. You have to put your leg in front and see. So if it is as called this and this correct, okay, same size, yeah, like that, and then you can put your left leg in front and check from there. Therefore, it should be halfway.
就说这个位置大概是应该在那个膝和脚之间的那个一半的位置。
After that, you can fold it. Put your finger here.
然后折的时候可以把那个手指放在它指那个位置。
And then tight it very well.
然后把
那个 this side.
然后那个左手先在脚嘛。
After put this together. And then turn.
然后再折。
Okay. You fold it. You have to put it back. You put it this side. Right. And then only turn it this side. If you put it this side, it will go that side. You have to make a center. Okay. In center, you have to put this like that on the side.So then, if you put inside, only this will come in the center. Okay, this folding should be in the center. Should not be that side like that.
就是中间叠就重叠这部分的，应该正处于它应该正中央，不应该就是偏到另外一侧。
Okay, if you do like that, don't fold it like that. You have to make sure this corner it should be the same level. Yeah, same level.Don't put it too high up, too low.
我觉得叠的时候不要把那个角拉太高或者太低，一定要那个拉到和上沿一样平的位置。
given, and after one you fall. If you fall, if you fall like that, still, yeah, this is hanging.
Yes,
yes. To do so, you have to lift it up.
Now, okay, the rest we'll explain tomorrow, no? Other questions tomorrow?
Ah, 剩下部分我们会还有问题，我们等明天再回答。
So just now you mentioned to me some word called Paribu. Can you spell that word? You said Paribu something.
What?
A Paribu. You mentioned to me some word called Paribu. Is it too much
Paribu?
Yes. No. It's not
Paribu. Paribu.
Yeah, Paribu.
A Paribu.
Yes. Can you?
Paribu it is.
Can you spell that word? I don't know that word.
Paribu.
Paribu. Doesn't look pretty good.